Welcome to The Word at First Press Church of Arlington Heights. The sermon is based on Scripture to help us see how God was at work in the lives of the faithful in their time and how God is at work now in our lives on our journey of faith. I invite you to listen for how God's Word might be speaking to you today.
Our first scripture reading for this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 21 through 35. Listen to God's word. When the eighth day came, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people, Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture reading this morning is from the fourth chapter of Galatians, verses 4-7. Let us continue listening for God's word and God's voice speaking to us. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent his the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Before we dive into the heart of today's message, I thought we'd start with a little fun. A quick quiz. Quizzes are always fun, aren't they? This is about a favorite song of the season, and come to think of it, I haven't heard it sung yet this season anywhere, but it's the 12 Days of Christmas. How many of you have this whole song memorized? Aw, okay, we'll work on that. Growing up, my family would sing this song multiple times in a row with each verse going a little faster, which was a good way to remember all the verses. So here's the question. On what day do we sing about maids a-milking? Is it the sixth day, the eighth day, or the 12th day? You can just shout it out. Okay, you're correct. It's the eighth day. Good job. Now, you may already know this, but each gift in the song carries a hidden meaning, making it more than a festive carol. I learned its history as a young adult, and I still find it fascinating. The 12 Days of Christmas was written in 16th century England as a teaching tool for Christians during a time of persecution, when it was dangerous to practice faith in public. On the surface, the lyrics of the song didn't raise suspicion because they used symbolic language for each of the 12 gifts. For the faithful, it was a safe way to share foundational truths about what they believed. For example, the 5 golden rings represent the 5 books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, which outline God's covenant with humanity. On the 12th day, the 12 drummers drumming symbolized the 12 points of belief in the Apostles' Creed, affirming the core tenets of the Christian faith. And so here's the bonus question. Does anyone know what part of Scripture is represented by 8 maids a-milking? Yeah, that's a little harder one, yeah. Do you know? The Beatitudes. I had forgotten, too. I had to look it up. The song as a whole reminds us that Christmas is more than one day on December 25th. Today we're focusing on 3 of the 12 days of Christmas. The 12th day for the culmination of the season on the Feast of Epiphany. The 5th day because that's where we are right now. And the 8th day because of its special significance in Luke's gospel, when Jesus was circumcised and named according to Jewish custom. So let's explore how these days can deepen our understanding of the Christmas story and its lasting impact on our lives. Today, as we've said, is only the 5th of the 12 days of Christmas, so we're not quite halfway. But for most of the world, Christmas is, in effect, over. It ended on December 25th. The presents had been opened. The anticipation that had been building up for 364 days is gone. And I just saw this yesterday. Christmas item in stores had been marked down by 50% or more, subtly implying that they are at most half as valuable as they were the day before. Now we're facing cleanup, the end of vacation time, soon going back to school and work, the incredible life-changing story of God coming to earth in the flesh of a newborn baby is already fading as we steadily fall back into our old routines along with the rest of the world. But the true gift of Christmas, the message of God's adoption of us as his children, is not one we can afford to pack away with the decorations or discount like old merchandise. Once upon a time, way back when I was a teenager, I was sharing pictures with kids at school, and one of my friends showed a picture of me with my 2 brothers to someone who didn't know me very well. This friend pointed to my brothers in turn in the picture, saying, "This is Laura's adopted brother, and this is her real brother." I was taken aback. I had never thought of it that way, and I was shocked that anyone would. Of course, I corrected my friend right away, explaining that they were both my real brothers, 100%. And thank goodness for us, that is what God means by adoption. The adoption that we have all received from God through Christ that makes us 100% real children of God, full heirs of the kingdom with Christ, our brother. Paul reminds us in the Galatians reading, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because we are children, we are also heirs through God." We see this meaning in Luke's account of how Simeon was impacted by witnessing the circumcision ceremony for 8-day-old baby Jesus. One commentator writes that as Simeon saw that child for the first time, he realized that if God comes to bring redemption, the consolation of Israel, God will console the Gentiles as well. If God moves in history to save God's chosen people, such salvation must involve the whole world, all creation. In other words, we are all included in this miraculous gift. We can presume from the scripture that Simeon was of advanced age. And it tells us directly in verse 26 that he had received a promise from God that he would see God's Messiah before he died. When Simeon came to the temple that day, he understood deep within his spirit who baby Jesus was and what he meant for all of us as God's adopted children. His response was one of profound praise and joy. Taking the baby in his arms, he proclaimed, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Simeon's fresh vision reminds us that the rituals and traditions of our faith, though familiar, can reveal new depths of meaning when we are open to the movement of the Spirit. Joseph and Mary, witnessing all of this, were amazed by what was being said about their child. They came to the temple intending only to fulfill the customary traditions, yet they encountered a powerful message of God's promise and salvation. Their astonishment shows how God's presence can break through even the most routine moments, revealing God's extraordinary grace. This Christmas, we have heard the same message that Simeon received, and we have seen the same light that Mary and Joseph saw in their newborn baby. But have we truly felt its power? Or has our celebration of Christmas become so customary that we no longer experience the true life-changing potential it brings? Right after December 25th, we usually start asking each other, "What did you get for Christmas?" or "How was your Christmas?" The expectation is to hear about gifts we received, family we saw, places we went, all wonderful parts of our holiday traditions. But what would happen if our response to those questions was, "This Christmas, I saw the light of God in Christ. I learned how much God loves me by coming to earth in the flesh to bring me salvation and to make me an adopted child of God and a full heir of God's kingdom." The beloved song, The 12 Days of Christmas, lists some extraordinary gifts that in their time would have been instantly recognized on their surface as lavish and fully extravagant. But the real meaning of those verses reveals the outlandish extravagance of God's love for us, sent in the incomprehensible gift of the newborn Christ. So the question to all of us is, what did we really get for Christmas? How will this gift shape our lives as we move in to the new year? May the power of God's extravagant love for all of us in Christ's birth be the gift that we carry forward. Amen. Thank you for listening. To learn more about the ministries and mission of First Presbyterian Church of Arlington Heights, Illinois, please visit firstpresah.org, where you can get information about our services and programs, including times and directions, and communicate with us about a prayer request, any questions you have, or how you might like to get involved.